Restoring My Soul. Friday, the 5th of April. The Lamb Slain. Significantly, Christ's offering was not progressively made perfect through the things that he suffered, for he was the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. That is, he was the embodiment of Yahweh's perfect offering. In this regard, the Father was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, as the Son offered himself by the capacity of eternal Spirit from the Holy Spirit. By faith, the Holy Spirit had also given himself to be the life of the Father, through which Christ would be brought back from the death of sin and progressively glorified as the Son of Man. We could say that the Holy Spirit became the Spirit of exanastasis and glorification. The Holy Spirit strengthened the Son with eternal Spirit to drink the cup of sin according to the will of the Father. By this means, Jesus Christ, who had given himself to reveal the reconciling initiative or will of the Father, was made an offering for sin. As God in the flesh, Jesus was now made mortal, being fully identified with our separation from God on account of sin. Furthermore, we who were lost to God through Adam's transgression were made members of his corporate body of sin. Explaining this point, Paul wrote that we see Jesus made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Having been fully identified with us, the Son of Man was forsaken by God the Father. The faith of the Father was revealed when he forsook the Son who had become the body of sin. He had given his only begotten Son as an offering for sin, so that whoever believed in him would have eternal life. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 to 14, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, Romans chapter 8 verse 11, Luke chapter 22 verse 43, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10, Romans chapter 6 verses 5 to 6, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, and John chapter 3 verse 16. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 1.